and Dick Gordon coming up.
I'm Dick Gordon. This is The Connection, and this is Oscar Lopez, one of the premier guitarists in North America. Was born in Chile. He fled Santiago in the late 70s during the Pinochet regime. He was already an accomplished player at that time. He landed in Winnipeg, Canada, and began exploring rock, jazz, reggae. Eventually, he returned to the nylon strings of the classical guitar and his Latin heritage. Oscar Lopez left the land of his birth. He didn't abandon his roots. He just grew some more branches. His jazz-infused, Latin and world beat sound just may be the musical equivalent of NAFTA. Connection listeners, we are hearing more and more crossover artists. What does it mean when cultural barriers in the arts come down? Our record label definitions of musical style also finally disappearing. You know our number, it's 1-800-423-8255, 1-800-423-TALK. Now, the song that you're hearing right now is My Heart in Rio, and the man playing it is Oscar Lopez. So, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
I didn't want to interrupt.
Did you like the ending?
No. It's my own fault, but no, welcome, as I said.
Absolutely. A pleasure to be here. It's a wonderful honor.
And you have two of your musicians with you. Maybe you can tell us who you've brought.
I have no idea who these guys are.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. We'll just...
Well, I have in bass one of the most amazing bass players in Canada, Mr. Hugh McMillan, and rhythm guitarist, a gentleman who's a very good friend of mine. We know each other for, 21 years now. He's from Chile, from the south of Chile, a place called Temuco, and he's the same country where I come from, Mr. Manuel Jara, on la guitarra rítmica.
Now, the music that... let's go back a little bit, because I said a couple of minutes ago while you were playing and I was interrupting you that that you left Chile when you were, 26, 27 years old? Is that right, about that age?
I think it was about 11. I'm just kidding. No, I was 26, yes.
Okay.
Yes. I mean, everybody has to know my age now. I was 26. Yes.
No, I'm not going to say when you
left. But I look good.
Really good. People can check out our website and actually figure that out for themselves. But.
In 1979, I left Chile, actually. I was 26. And
were you already playing music for a living at that time?
Not really. I actually was doing more part-time music. It's very hard to make a living in Chile as a musician. I was doing some studio work, and in the meantime, I was driving taxis. But it was good. It was a process in my life, and I know I needed to do it, and I was not too conscious about it. I just, wanted to do it, and I always pursue playing my music and always keep writing, The moment has changed for me when I came to Canada, North America, in 1979. I learned the language. I accept the new society, new system, and that's how I got involved. Absolutely.
However did you choose Winnipeg? This is smack dab in the center of Canada. In the wintertime, one of the coldest cities on the planet.
I know, I call it Winterpeg. I think it was a very strong wind who took me over there. My sister actually was living in that part of the Canada. She arrived to Canada about 3 years before me. And, I followed her.
It's also home to one of the strongest folk scenes in
Canada. Absolutely. It's a great place to be. Yes, it is cold in the wintertime. There's no question about it. But, every place in the world have their own beauty. No matter how cold it is, it's warm inside.
And then from Winnipeg to Calgary.
I moved in 81 to Calgary. And it's funny how life works sometimes, I mean, I have a philosophy. And believe me, I'm a very simple mind guy. But I believe in when things are meant to be, are meant to be. I moved to Calgary, and from that day, in 81, my career, success or whatever you want to call it, It's been good to me. Life is being great. My music is being great. A lot of things have happened in my personal life, but my music, my guitar have always been with me, and that's something, you know, it's right here in my heart.
Do you keep the connections with Chile? Do you still have family there?
I do have a son who I left him when he was very little. And actually, Saturday, his birthday, 23 years old. And we maintain contact a lot by email. And he surprised me one time, writing me, and he write absolutely great English and speak really good, better than me. And we write each other. We keep contact. And the funny thing is, sometimes, you know, when it's in your blood, it's in your blood. He's a great guitar player. He never went to school to learn. He's a great guitar player. So it's in your genes. It's in your blood. It's a virus. Good virus.
Let's hear a little bit more. I want to see if I can get the three of you to play. What were we going to hear? We're going to hear a gypsy soul.
Yes.
Can you play that? This is from Heat or from Seduction?
This is from the latest CD, actually. Armando's Fire. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is Oscar Lopez and Manuel Jara and Hugh McMillan. To tell you, if you couldn't, because you can't see, not only with your imagination, but at the moment when Oscar Lopez is playing at the most intensity of that song, his chin is down on his guitar, his eyeballs maybe 8 inches away from the strings, and I can't see how many fingers are on either hand. I'm not a guitar player. There's two people on our program who are guitar players, and they're standing behind the glass with their jaws down on the table. It's a delight to...
It's only an optical illusion.
It is just an optical illusion. Connection listeners, our number is 1-800-423-8255. My guest is Oscar Lopez, and we're talking about musical definitions. We're deliberately not putting one on you because you're in many ways such a mix of so many different musical influences that you're just Oscar Lopez. Is that fair?
I think that's very fair to say. I'm a very indisciplined musician. And maybe thanks to that, I have been able to improvise a lot. I like to improvise. I like to be free. I like to be able to express my feelings, my emotions. And sometimes I'm sad, but most of the time I'm happy. And I'm very hyper. So, you know, I think it's good to be yourself. That's one of the gifts I believe strongly. I'm not a religious person. I'm not going to lie to you, but I do believe in God. And it's a gift from Him. Don't ask me how to teach what I do. Just know how to play it.
Hey, God took care of that if He's already made your son a guitar player in your absence. 1-800-423-8255. We're going to Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and Christina is joining us. Hello, Christina.
Hello.
Thanks for calling.
I just wanted to express my thanks to the people who are bringing the new music. It seems to me that when you go to try to cook something or if you want to paint your room, you have almost an infinite number of choices. But with music... there seem to be forces trying to drive everyone to listen to the same thing all day. And I remember one particularly unfortunate year where if you went past any kind of beauty salon, they played the same song by Enya for a year or two, and I just couldn't stand it. I am not a person who collects a lot of music, and I think the people who listen to a lot of music and listen very widely are fortunate. But if you have a very particular taste, you want to have an option to find the thing you're going to like rather than listening to the same song over and over and over again.
Don't you just love public radio, Christina?
Yes. Thank you so much.
Thanks for your call. Oscar, do you have it in your mind that you would like to take this personal sense of your own just wanting to pursue what you want to do, and encourage other people to do the same thing? Because we did talk about definitions, this person plays country, this person plays rock.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, do you find that people even now are constrained because people want to put them, you're in this box, you're in this box? And
well, you know, I think that's a... I don't want to get too involved in that, but for my personal opinion, that's a commercial thing to do. People have to identify music in record stores and things like that. My personal opinion about music, to me, music is universal language. No matter what kind of music you play or what, you know, discipline or elements you bring to your music, is something that if you do it from your heart, from your soul, it's a quality and it's a gift. And like the lady was saying, you know, thanks to radio like this and other stations who can help this music to be up there, to make people have a little more an open mind, if you know what I mean.
Connection listeners, our number is 1-800-423-8255. We're listening to Other Faces, also from Oscar Lopez's latest CD, Armando's Fire. And you're listening to The Connection on National Public Radio.
This is WBUR.
You're listening to The Connection on National Public Radio. My name is Dick Gordon, and with me in the studio, Oscar Lopez. We are about to hear another song. Oscar, this is also from Armando's Fire?
Yeah, it's from Armando's Fire called Latino. This is one of the songs that I like to improvise a lot. Whatever happens, put your seatbelt on.
Bump me up to first class. Thank you. on rhythm guitar, Manuel Jara. On bass, Hugh McMillan. On guitar, Oscar Lopez, the song Latino. And on the telephone from Louisville, Kentucky, John is joining us. Hello, John.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, thanks.
Thank you for taking my call.
If you're in your car, you're not in your car, are you?
Yes, I'm in my car, and the radio is completely off.
I know, but you've pulled over, haven't you? I'm worried
about
you.
That's correct.
Okay,
yeah, I am. I'm worried about me, too. I just heard some stuff that really touched my heart. I just wanted to call. Thank you for your show. I don't want to take up any of your time, but I was driving here in Louisville. Beautiful day. I play Spanish guitar, nylon string guitar. I'm actually on my way back to Latin America on Tuesday. And Mr. Lopez, mucho gusto, es un placer, and you have really touched my spirit. I mean, you know when you hear something great.
Thank you so much.
It chills down your spine.
Thank you so much, John. I'm sorry for interrupting you, but it's very important to... I think honesty and sincerity is something very important in music. And when you feel and when you hear that, that's why I believe strongly that we're very blessed. And I'm very blessed to be able to do that, you know. And I thank you so much. It's such a wonderful... to be part of your life.
No, I mean, you really... I tell you, and you know, in Latin America, in this show that's promoting culture and different music, and mm-hmm. the 8 million people who speak Spanish in this country, and blending all this together, and you contributing to this, and the wonderful show that I listen to every day. I mean, I'm touched as another guitar player. I'm pulled over. I'm chain smoking cigarettes, and I can't do anything else but think about the wonderful music I just heard. So I don't want to take up any more of your time. Bienvenidos a casa.
Gracias.
Es un placer. And the rest of you, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, John, so much.
All right, and you have a safe trip when you head south, John. Thanks very much for your call.
Puerto Rico, thank you.
All right, to Compton, Rhode Island. Antoinette is joining us. Hello, Antoinette.
Yes, I'm a little shocked to be talking to anybody. I just wanted to say to Mr. Lopez that in about 1971, I was in a provincial hotel in Argentina. And I was lying down, it was late in the afternoon and hot, and this wonderful classical guitar music kept flowing in through those old-fashioned open transoms. And it was Eduardo Falú who was giving a concert in this little town. And I just love the classical guitar, but I also love the folk music. And when I was listening this morning, I kept thinking, I should say adentro. And I just want to say how lovely it is to have some new music to listen to. I've always enjoyed the Latin American music. I went from Argentina to Brazil for mm-hmm. about 8 years. And I just think your music is fabulous.
Thank you so much.
I'm going to get some things for my children who also love it. But I do feel, do you have a charanga?
I do have a charango, actually, a charango.
Yeah.
At home. And I have done some recording, some songs with the charango. It's a beautiful instrument. It's very sweet, very delicate.
Right.
It's used to be made by armadillo.
I have one, too, that I don't know how to play, but I have it. But Eduardo Falú mm-hmm. did the charanga as well in his concerts. I don't know. Do you know him?
No, to be very honest, I'm not going to lie to you that I know him, but I haven't heard his name. I'm quite sure he hasn't heard my name either. But I'm absolutely sure there's so many amazing, amazing guitarists and performers all over the world, you know. Latin American music has always been there, but it's been a little bit underground. Now, for some reason, it's been an explosion of Latin music coming up, you know. And it's great. It's great for all of us because it's good for your spirit. I mean, if you keep listening to one type of music all your life, you know, you're not going to learn very much. And I believe the music is a form of education, if you know what I mean. You learn by music, and that's what is important.
Antoinette, thank you so much for your call. I'm wondering, Oscar, if I can ask you to give us a little school lesson here on the music that we're hearing. You play so quickly with so many styles in there. Can you give us an example of the flamenco influence, the Chilean influence, how it all mixes together? I mean, at one point you did a joint album with James Keelahan called it Celtina music.
Yes, absolutely. Well, the funny thing is you know, brilliant elements, most of the time, to be very honest to you, Ricardo, I do it not very consciously.
So can you show us?
I like music from all part of the world. I had never been in the Middle East, for example. I had never been in the Mediterranean. I had never been in Brazil. But the first song that I did play for you, this was My Heart in Rio, what that title means, My Heart in Rio. I had never been in Brazil, but you know what? You don't have to go anywhere physically. You can go spiritually somewhere, anywhere in the world, and to express yourself. For example, I like flamenco, but I don't play flamenco. I want to make that clear, because there are masters up there, they can get really upset with me, you know? So flamenco is a very strong discipline, but I did a song called The Fly of the Flamingo, because most of the people in Canada and United States, especially with all my respect to the white people, they call it flamingo instead of flamenco, you know? And it's funny, I like it a lot. So as a tribute, I did a song. I'm going to play a little piece. Strumming like that are not the real thing, to be very honest. I like the flamenco style, so I can start doing little things like that.
So flamenco comes from Spain 500 yeah. years ago to Chile, and by the time Oscar Lopez gets his hand on a guitar, what has Chile done to the flamenco music? What are the South American influences of the music? Do we see a shift or a change at that time?
No speak no English.
Okay.
Well, no, you know what? I tell you, once again, like, I don't know if I mentioned this to you, I have a very simple mind. I'm not going to tell you that I have so much knowledge about flamenco music, because I don't want to get involved in that.
But you play jazz.
I play everything, you know, because I play by ear. See, I'm a self-taught.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't have technical, theory.
Right.
It's a practice. And what I know, that's what I said to you before, don't ask me to teach this, because I don't have that. I have no idea sometimes how I make songs. And because to be a free spirit in that direction, and maybe some people will call it ignorance, I don't know, whatever you want to call it.
It's a gift. I think
it is a gift, you see. And when I go to the studio, I have an idea for a song, and it may sound like a rumba. But I go to the studio and I always leave the door open and the windows open for my musicians to put whatever they want to put in there. And sometimes that same song that I have with a line, melody line, that's supposed to be a rumba, turn out like to be a Middle East song, because what they bring and everything, all the ideas happen in the studio. Now, I don't know how to explain to you, definitely it's a South American and a Latin style, because that's who I am. And I'm proud of that. But most of the influence has been to me when I came to North America in 1979, believe it or not. In Chile, I was playing electric guitar, I was playing rock and roll, country music. I was playing all the stuff, honest to God. When I came to Canada, I picked up my nylon string guitar back again. And that's what all the influence was coming back to me, hearing other people, hearing other musicians, not staring in a book, but just putting attention and take him back. So I cannot give you a technical explanation. So don't be so hard on me.
No, it's a brilliant answer. We're going to Cambridge, Massachusetts. Rafael is joining us. Hi, Rafael.
Yes, hola.
Hola.
Actually, I have a couple of questions, and I'm really happy. I want to say first, I'm really happy to be hearing this show. I am from the northwest of Argentina myself. I've been living here for 15 years. I'm a community educator and musician. And so I have actually... one question has to do with the fact that your roots, and actually the roots of, I guess, most Latin American folk, eventually we get to hear these names and these symbols. And maybe you can explain a little bit how it affected you, or also what you think about these people. People like Atahualpa Yupanqui,
mm-hmm.
and not just in the sense of what the music composition is, but also the fact that they're lyrics, even though you may not be singing. I love what you say about, you know, how we, feel music, and how maybe some of the words you hear translate into the way you play today. And also in particular, because you're from Chile, I was... about 12 years ago, I was exposed to Victor Jara for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, that was very moving, even though his music was, in a way, much simpler in terms of technicality. But I wanted to ask you about those two particular people or any other people that, in spite of the singing, influence you because of the feel, because of the energy. And the second thing I wanted to say...
Hang on, let's just take that one if we can,
okay.
Raphael.
And I have just one more thing. Well, very simple.
Well, you know, Raphael, I think those people are being important, not just for me, for many other musicians who come from South America. Because Mr. Jara has been a legend. You know, as you know, he's been very... his music, wonderful poetry, but very political. And I respect his work, and I still respect his work very much. Atahualpa Yupanqui is another master. Not going to say to you the music somehow maybe have influenced me, but not very much, to tell you the truth. I do respect their work, and I believe strongly that, you know, those people will be in our heart and our mind forever. I hope that will answer your question. It's important for me to, you know... One of the things that's very cool about this, brother, is just to actually be original. And if you start to listen to many, 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 many people, you start loosening up what you want to express yourself. And this has nothing to do with being selfish, but you want to express yourself. And that's how I concentrate so much in my babies. And not just my music is my baby or my songs, because my songs belong to the people.
That's right.
But I think I had to put my heart and soul on it. And I do respect those people very, very much, brother. But it's what comes from me, is my experiences, my emotional experiences, my sadness, my happiness, is what I need to express.
Right. Well, I guess, can you hear me?
Yep. Yes. Raphael, yeah, you got one more quick one, though.
Yes, sure. I guess in a way that resumes the idea of how, you know, we sing through and express ourselves, not just through ourselves, but also through the message that we don't know where it comes from, but I guess for you is that inspiration, and you start improvising and it's there. So that's
absolutely
beautiful, and thank you for sharing it. But what I wanted to do is, if you can share that with us a little more, if I can say it on the air, there's a place in Cambridge that has a wonderful event called Noche Latina.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like an open mic, but it's not really an open mic. It has, like, you know, artists that come and play, and then people play along or ask questions. And it's a wonderful forum for doing this kind of thing. And it's, can I say the name on the air?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
It's called Mama Gaia's Cafe.
It's the sort of thing, Oscar, that you would do in Calgary when you moved
Right, absolutely, yeah, yeah.
We have just about a minute and a half before we have to go to our next break. I wonder if I can get you guys to play us out to the break. Connection listeners, our number is 1-800-423-8255. My guest is Oscar Lopez. He is here with two of his compadres, and they're playing live in the Connection studio.
Well, this is not going to dedicate it to Rafael.
Okay. My name is Dick Gordon. You're listening to The Connection on National Public Radio. My guest this hour is Oscar Lopez. He's here with his two compadres playing live in the studio. Now, Oscar, just as we were talking to Rafael, he was demonstrating a little yearning to hear some singing as well.
Yes. Well, I'm going to please him. He sounds like a nice man.
This is his day.
This is his day. Yes, absolutely. This song called Loco Por Ti, Crazy For You, and it's actually in the latest CD too. I squish it in there somehow. As you know, I'm an instrumentalist, and, but I do sing when I feel like it. Okay. So I'm going to do it tonight for him, today for him, tonight, today, this morning for him, today, whatever. Loco Por Ti. ¿Arruare, muchachos?
Sí.
Dos, tres, cuatro.
Aquellos ojitos negros que me miraban, con esos labios muy dulces que me besaban. Aquellos ojitos negros que me miraban, con esos labios muy dulces que me besaban. Con tu sonrisa me enloquecías y con tu cuerpo me enamorabas. Muy loco, muy loco, muy loco por ti yo estoy. Con tu sonrisa me enloquecías y con tu cuerpo me enamorabas. Muy loco, muy loco, muy loco por ti yo estoy. Muy loco, muy loco, mamá. Muy loco de amor. Muy loco, mamá. Muy loco. Muy loco, muy loco de amor. Lorelo de no ley no low. Lorelo de no ley no low. Muy loco, muy loco, muy loco por ti yo estoy. Lorelo de no ley no low. Lorelo de no ley no low. Muy loco, muy loco, muy loco por ti yo estoy. Negros que me miraban, con esos labios muy dulces que me besaban, aquellos ojitos negros que me miraban, con esos labios muy dulces que me besaban, con tu sonrisa me enloquecías y con tu cuerpo me enamorabas, muy loco, muy loco, muy loco porque yo estoy, con tu sonrisa me enloquecías y con tu cuerpo me enamorabas, muy loco, muy loco, muy loco porque yo voy, vamos ahí. Mamá, muy loco, Rafael, muy loco de amor. Canta conmigo, oye, muy loco, mamá, muy loco, de amor. Lorelo de no le no lo, Lorelo de no le no lo, muy loco, muy loco, muy loco, porque yo estoy. Lorelo de no le no lo, Lorelo de no le no lo, muy loco, muy loco, muy loco, porque yo estoy.
Oscar Lopez, half the engineers at this radio station are busy trying to manage the levels on the board, and the other half are bringing in air conditioners to cool down the studio.
Well, you know, that's a thing that I cannot stop neither, because how you call that when you go...
A little louder, a little softer.
Yeah, it's a lot of intensity.
Ah, but it's perfect.
I know, but I have a hard time sometimes to kind of keep myself in control.
Do you really want to?
No.
Okay. 1-800-423-8255. Joining us from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, another refugee from the crossroads of Portage and Maine. Carol, hi.
Hello.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm so glad I got through.
You're from Winnipeg.
Yes, I am.
Woo!
Yes, and I was going to the Chilean Center quite a few times. I probably heard him there maybe in the 70s. And I left in 91, but I knew a gentleman that sings a lot there is Fernando Navarro. Do you know him?
You know, I don't think I know him.
No?
No.
But I was wondering if you could sing a song that he sang quite a lot. I really enjoyed. Was it Malagueña?
I don't know.
We're not taking any requests today, Carol. I saw on the board there that you were from Winnipeg, and that's a natural to the top of the list here. So I wanted to say hi and thanks for calling.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay, to Needham, Massachusetts. Rod is joining us. Hi, Rod.
Hi, guys.
Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. When I heard you were going to be on the show, Oscar, I knew I was going to hear some great music. But I didn't expect to be laughing so much at your sense of humor and the playfulness in the music I heard. And it reminded me of a joke that I think you'll enjoy. A young boy walks up to his father and says, "Dad, when I grow up, I want to be a musician." And he says, "So, son, you can't have it both ways." And I hear when I hear your music, I hear a grown man, of course, but I also hear a little boy playing and having a lot of fun.
But that's
very
what,
inspirational.
That's what it's all about, isn't it? I mean, you know, I respect every musician and every show they have seen. But I think you tend to be too serious sometimes. It's, I think they are trying to be serious and they are trying to have fun. And I think music, it should be fun too. I mean, I'm quite sure the audience, and this always happened to me, brother. When I go, I finish a show, I go outside and sign CDs in the lobby. And I always hear this incredible reaction of people. We know that you are a guitar player, but you just are different. I'm not your conventional nylon string guitar player. I like to have fun on the stage. And not just the credit goes for me. It goes to my musicians who actually follow me. And they sometimes have no idea what I'm going to do next, but they are there with me because we are going on the same trip. And I think if we're having a good time, people will have a good time.
Rod, thanks for your call.
Thank you. Could I make a request? It's not for a particular song, but you mentioned a couple of times that you have a very simple mind, which I don't believe, but I've got a musically a pretty simple mind. I was wondering if Oscar could play something, a short piece, just by himself, so I could just hear the sound of just one guitar.
Oscar, I'll ask you to play a short one, because we've got people still on the line who'd like to talk to you.
This is a little, I'm going to play a little piece that I recorded actually in an album called Masters of Acoustic Guitar, and this one called Classical Soul. I have an introduction, but it's too long, so I'm just going to play the body of the song. Sound is my nails.
There you go, Rod. We're going next to Jeffrey, who's joining us on a car phone. I hope you're pulled over, Jeffrey.
I am, yes.
Great.
First of all, I want to say it's a great program that you have. Secondly, it's an honor to be on the program with you, Oscar. I love your music.
Thank you.
I just want to tell you this funny story that two of my buddies, Rosie and Brian from Sully El Canto, introduced me to your music. And I had your album, Heat, and I was going into major knee surgery after I tore off a tendon back at Christmas time, and I said to the surgeon, I said, going into the surgery, I want to listen to the Llamas chant. Coming out of the surgery, I want you to put on Oscar's Heat. And so the entire orthopedic crew was listening to Heat coming out, finishing up the surgery, and it was great. I'm convinced it helped my knee so I could get up and dance again.
Wow. And that was I like to be part of that therapy, brother. Oh, my God. This is overwhelming, you know. Oh, boy. I don't know what to tell you. This really helped me to continue and give me a lot of motivation to keep playing my music. Thank you so much for your wonderful, wonderful words. It means a lot to me.
It's great.
Jeffrey,
you weren't
worried about the surgeons and the nurses jumping around with those sharp blades and needles while they were sewing back your knee?
Oh, listen, I was hoping they would be dancing. That would help my knee get better faster, you know? I mean,
thanks a lot for your call.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right, and we're going to Mansfield, Massachusetts, and Frank is joining us. Frank, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi.
Hi, hola, ¿qué pasa, mi amigo?
Hola, amigo, ¿cómo estás?
Ah, bien, man. I'm not Spanish. That's a little Spanish I picked up locally on my job, but I hope it sounded okay to you.
Sounds great.
You know, I couldn't help thinking there's a number of radio talk shows have gone to a television format. And Mr. Lopez, you are an excellent reason why this show should be televised.
But then it's television, not radio.
And then you will see our ugly faces.
No. Well, I used to have a band of my own, so I looked at a lot of ugly faces over the years, too. I'd love to be able to see you playing locally.
We're doing a show tonight, actually. I don't know if...
That's at Merrimack College, at the Rogers Center for Performing Arts, at 8 o'clock this evening, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct.
For people in the Boston area, because not all our listeners are in the Boston area,
right.
They're going to have to be content with compact discs, but that's a pretty good alternative.
I'll be heading to the mall soon. I'm new to you, Mr. Lopez, and what I'm hearing is just delightful.
Hey, Frank, I do have some news for you. I am told by our technical wizards that at some point in the not-too-distant future, they will actually be attaching a webcam to the Connection Studio. And the next time Oscar is here, you're going to be able to watch him using your computer. But I can tell you, unless you have a very, very fast computer, all you're going to see is a blur where the hands are, you know?
That's what I want to see is in real life. Oscar, in my younger days, I had a country group. We played locally all over Boston, south of Boston, and I played rhythm guitar, and I did most of the singing. But, Oscar, I can't imagine you being satisfied playing country music for a very long period of time. I mean, it's very simple chord structures to country and very simple arrangements. And just listening to you, your artistry, tells me that you would really feel confined in country western, so you probably didn't play it for too long. Am I correct?
You know, you are correct in the technical way, although I'm a very rebellious guy, and I bring my own style to country music. People was amazed when actually it was in Winnipeg. Actually, it was to see me playing rock and roll and kind of Carlos Santana style, you know. But you're right. But you know what? I think it's important. You know, I forgot what I was going to tell you. It was something very interesting.
Just about your country music. I mean, you went to Calgary.
That's a country town.
I know. Somebody said to me, okay, the guy's from Santiago in Chile. There's cowboys down there. Of course, he's going
to
win.
Oh, it's hard to be humble. I don't have a country music voice, but you're right. I think, you know, but sometimes don't forget something's very important. Simplicity is power. You know, I like to play fast with speed, but I have a lot of songs, too. They are very absolutely simple, although I have a very hard time to control my fingers and I just told, stop it. You know, but you're right. This is a very difficult thing. That's why I'm absolutely satisfied and happy playing, you know, my nylon string guitar because I can just fly.
Frank, thanks for your call.
I hope someday that you'll be in our area for an extended period of time where we can get to a club and
you know what? This world is very small. I'll be around and, you know, till I have the last breath of my life, I'll be playing everywhere. Trust me. You will see me.
Adios.
Gracias.
Thanks for your call, Frank. I need to ask you guys to get ready to play our final piece of music, if you will. And while you're doing that, I want you to, if you can, answer a question for me. Because on one of your albums, you write that seduction is the name of the album.
Mm-hmm.
But that it should be a musical term, the word seduction, the way in the hands of a musician, rather than it just being a way to pick up men or women, that seduction, in your mind, is like a musical word.
Well, absolutely. You know, and this title came from a lady. I don't know if I understand your question correctly, but this title came from a lady who actually, I was signing CDs, she says to me, I just been seduced. And I say, what do you mean? Well, she says something else that I'm not going to tell you. but it was a great expression because music is seductive.
It is.
It can take you to different places. It can make you fall in love. It can make you, God, it can make you just open your arm and just relax and enjoy it.
We have just about a minute and a half. Can I get Manuel Jara and Hugh McMillan and Oscar Lopez to play us out?
Oh, boy, now you got me. I don't know.
Just a little bit of... instrumental to see us through to the end of our program, and we'll tease people about it. and you're listening to The Connection from National Public Radio.